From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The city and borough of Juneau is pushing forward with plans for an emergency warming shelter that would open its doors to the homeless when temperatures drop below freezing. A key assembly committee met Monday and agreed, in principle, to commit $75,000 for the downtown warming center it hopes to have ready by mid-November. City Manager Rory Watt said his office is in talks with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority to rent the former State Public Safety Building on Whittier Avenue. The rent would be at market rate, around $8,000 for the winter, though he told assembly members that the city could apply to the trust's board for a discount.
We recognize that the Mental Health Trust is a willing building owner that would be easy to work with on this topic that I don't think would be true of all private building owners.
The warming shelter would be designed to accommodate about 25 people. The city estimates it would be open as needed between mid-November and mid-April. The Juneau Commission on Housing and Homelessness brought the idea of a warming center to the Assembly's Task Force on Homelessness, which endorsed the plan. Juneau Assembly must formally authorize the warming shelter next month for it to open by November 15th. The owners of the derelict Bergman Hotel say they intend to sell their downtown Juneau properties following a series of police raids and the FBI's arrest of the hotel's former manager on drug charges. City condemned the 104-year-old Bergman Hotel in March, displacing about 50 tenants. City code enforcement officers documented widespread problems with plumbing and heating system, as well as fire code violations that led to the hotel being boarded up. Property is owned by Kathleen Barrett through a limited liability corporation called Brefney Place Properties. David D'Amato, the LLC's representative, said the owners decided reopening the hotel would not make sense. Tribal groups from opposite ends of the state have formed an alliance to fight mines they say threaten traditional fisheries. Organizations representing about 30 Southeast Alaska and Bristol Bay tribes signed a memorandum of agreement last week during the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage. The United Tribes of Bristol Bay opposes Southwest Alaska's Pebble Mine Project. The Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission is critical of mines and exploration projects in British Columbia watersheds that drain into state waters. And after weeks of speculation over a top Iditarod contender doping sled dogs, the race's governing body has announced the name of the Musher. Four-time champion Dallas Seavey's team had four dogs that tested positive for the banned substance tramadol, a pain reliever, according to a release from the Iditarod Trail Committee. On social media, Seavey wrote that he has withdrawn from the 2018 Iditarod race, and in a video posted online, he denies intentionally doping his team.
I have done nothing wrong. I have never knowingly broken any race rule. I have never given any banned substance to my dogs.
And PETA wasted no time responding to the news. In a statement released Tuesday, the group asks how many other mushers are turning to opioids in order to force dogs to push through the pain.